People throughout the country are reacting to President Bush's speech and the possible military action against Iraq. Here are a series of reports, the first from NPR's Tom Goldman in Portland, Oregon.
The Jewish holiday of Purim begins with a funny and raucous synagogue service commemorating the defeat of an evil ancient Persian character named Haman, who wanted to kill the Jews. Last night at Congregation Neva Shalom in Portland, parents and kids celebrating the holiday shook traditional noisemakers and booed every time the rabbi said Haman's name. The party atmosphere was a striking contrast, coming just an hour after President Bush's speech on Iraq. It's a speech that synagogue member Destin Cruzy forced herself to watch after avoiding much of the recent news about a possible war.
Ignorance is bliss, I suppose, because it was too depressing and too scary and too anxiety-causing for me. So kind of purposely stayed out of the media coverage until today, because I knew today was going to be like a deciding speech.
And when the president issued his 48-hour ultimatum, Cruzy says it did nothing to alleviate her anxiety about the Iraqi civilians who will suffer during war and about her own sense of safety.
We're not invulnerable, as everybody thought, and I don't know where it's coming from next, and that's very unsettling.
34-year-old lawyer Jeremy Sachs, a father of two, thinks terrorism would happen with or without a new war against Iraq. He's a Democrat who says he believes military force at times is necessary. But not now.
This is jumping the globe, halfway around the globe, and taking over country. And if we want to do the job right, we're going to have to stay there for 50 years. And I don't see that the Americans have the stomach for that, and we're not going to have the money for it. I'm quite fearful.
Those at Neva Shalom opposed to the president's decision still praised Mr. Bush for delivering a strong speech. Mike Sherman was one of the few people who liked the speech and the decision. Sherman says he agrees when the president says possible military action against Iraq would protect the safety of the United States.
Nobody wants war, but I think what everybody needs to understand is that we're defending our country. And when you defend your country, you have to make tough decisions. Am I scared? Absolutely. Am I scared for my kids? Absolutely. But I think it's the right thing to do.
Sherman says he's told his kids they are living in a very sad yet special time when good things, he believes, will come out of a frightening situation. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.
I'm Cheryl Corley in Chicago. At the Cheetah Gym on the city's north side, most patrons watched President Bush as they sweated through their workouts on treadmills and other exercise machines.
Saddam Hussein and his sons.
40-year-old John Moses, part of a group gathered around a small TV set, called the president's ultimatum to Saddam Hussein alarming.
And for him to think that this is going to be so easy and that these people are going to lie down and not fight back and this not have an effect on American soil is ridiculous. And it's horrifying to me what he's doing.
Moses said he believes the president is leading the country into a bloodbath, and he's angry that there hasn't been more of an outcry from the American people. The assistant manager of the gym, Edward Negron, said there have been plenty of demonstrations. He attended a candlelight vigil over the weekend to protest against a war with Iraq. Even so, he remains conflicted.
There's some of me that wants to be for it, you know, other of me that's totally against it, but what I'm there is just, I lit the candle for the soldiers who are there. Some of them get there not because they want to be, because that's their job, you know, and I support them.
Registered nurse Maureen O'Connor hadn't been paying much attention to the news about Iraq until recently. O'Connor says she knows the country is close to fighting a war, but it's something she's not quite ready to face.
I guess because it's frightening and because it's so controversial, it's hard to decide, you know, who's right and who's wrong. I just really don't know. You know, I don't really know what the right answer is.
32-year-old Joanne Swanson says the wrong answer is for the president to go through with a plan for war.
The other thing is Saddam Hussein's been in power for 25 years, and there's never been this sense of urgency against him. My question is, when did it go from Osama bin Laden to Saddam Hussein in a heartbeat, where now we're almost accusing Saddam Hussein of September 11th, and that's the whole basis of this attack?
And with American troops poised to strike, others said the fact that a number of U.S. allies have not approved the attack plans doesn't bode well for future international relations. Meanwhile, Leslie Henry, a 34-year-old claims adjuster, said she'd be keeping an extra close watch on the news.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't help but it affects all our lives, you know, it affects our families, it affects our safety, you know. You know, what he's doing, he says that they said the majority of the people were for him. I want to know who they're interviewing. I walk down the street, I wear a no war button, 10 people will come up to me and say they agree.
Despite the dissent, most at the gym say they're bracing themselves now for a war that seems to be inevitable. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
I'm David Maupas in Tampa, Florida. Millions of Americans do strongly support the president's pending war, including lots of military families and their friends. Anne Height of Tampa hoped the war could be avoided through diplomacy, but now Height says the president has decided America's course, and that's that.
It's a decision that I will support as an American. So whether I agree with it or not at this point, I don't believe it's really an issue.
Anne Height is starting to see the coming war through the eyes of a friend of the family, a 20-year-old Marine medic named Reed. We were asked not to use his last name. Reed is somewhere in the deserts of Kuwait. In one of his most recent emails, he mentioned the queasy feeling he gets every time the unit practices suiting up to protect against a chemical attack. Because of his training, Reed knows exactly how these weapons will affect the body. He admits that knowledge adds to his stress. Height reads from another email where Reed writes of having a slew of emotions in a single night.
I sat on top of a mountain watching a live fire exercise in the middle of the night. Through night vision goggles, I could see the Marines rushing to the objective with bullets from our own machine guns flying over their heads, and it scared me. Now, with increasing news of things to come, all we can do is keep on moving. If we stop, we lose focus on things that are ahead of us.
For Anne Height, news and images of the war ahead will be filtered through the thoughts of this one young man. I'm no longer interested in debating the war, she says, just in praying for his safety.
No more serious moment than the one we are about to enter, the country standing on the very edge of war.
Boyd Wynn and his wife Jan, also of Tampa, watched the president's speech intently last night and all the commentary on CNN. Their son is part of a small special forces team. Many of those teams have been quietly operating in northern Iraq for weeks. Boyd Wynn says they did get a call a few days ago from their son, but they don't know where he was.
His mood was very upbeat. He said since his deployment that they have been very busy.
Boyd Wynn was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, shot down 7 times. With those harrowing memories, this mom and dad initially dreaded their son's decision to join the military 15 years ago. Now they say, stoically, it's the life he's chosen. The least Americans can do, says Wynn, is support those who are doing the dirty work of fighting terrorism.
Our friends and, for the most part, the people that we talk to are in support and understand the necessity of what we're doing. Nobody likes it. I mean, you'd have to be crazy to like what's going on.
The Wynns are one of the few families on their street currently flying an American flag, but they are confident a lot more flags will be seen in a couple of days. David Maupas, NPR News, Tampa.